In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the You Up Podcast. This is Jared Fried.
I'm Jordana Abraham, and we are back.
We're back. It's so good to be here. It's a Freaky Friday episode.
It is.
Because we've done a little body switching. I'm feeling great. I got a haircut.
Yeah, I'm very put together.
Very put together. Wearing a Henley. Taped some videos. And Jordana is in hungover town.
Yes, I'm a little slow. If I say anything that doesn't make that much sense today, it's because
What'd you drink? What'd you do last night?
I went to dinner with my friends, and then I went to a magic show.
Really? Oh my god!
Yes. So I don't want. Just in case you thought I was uncool,
little David Blaine. What was it?
I went to the Nomad Hotel. I think his name is Dan White. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I've heard of this guy.
Yeah.
It's like a fancy, sexy, cool
it's
magic.
It's like fancy magic. Matt, you can put whatever kind of fucking spin you want on it. My boyfriend likes magic. It's like the least cool thing about him.
He likes magic.
Yeah, he's such a loser.
See, this is a fun discussion. Like, at what point in the relationship did this come out?
The magic thing?
Yeah, the magic thing.
The magic
thing? It's funny that it's even a thing.
I mean, he's not like a diehard enthusiast, but he like enjoys a good magic
show.
No,
he loves magic.
Loves magic.
Because if he has a magic thing, that means he likes it enough to like seek out magic shows.
Yeah.
Have you been to this specific show before?
No.
So you've
this is my first magic show. Well, I'm just like a very good person, so I went.
Well, this is the thing. From doing comedy, I know that like, and I didn't know this before doing stand up, is that there's a scene for everything in this city.
Yeah,
LA has it too. Chicago has it a little bit.
The magic house thing.
There's a there's a magic scene in New York that we have no idea is happening. And on like Tuesday night, those magic people are like doing tricks for each other and working on their craft.
Yeah.
Same thing with stand up.
Like the comedy scene, yeah.
It's the same thing. And I think about this a lot now because when I first started, I remember I used to, you know, sell life insurance and annuities and stuff like that. And I'd wear a suit to work every day.
Life insurance scene.
That was my scene. And then I remember when I went to my first open mic, it was a Tuesday night. And it was in like St. Mark's, which is like the artsy section of town, you know, artsy street. It's a little bohemian, so to speak. That makes me sound so not in the scene. And then I remember it was a Tuesday night and they would pick names out of a bucket.
Okay.
To go on the open mic. I didn't get to go on until like 1:30 in the morning. And I'm like, who are these people? You know, and it was packed.
Right.
And I'm like, don't they have jobs? Don't they have lives? What are they doing?
Like, who's coming here?
Who's coming here? And the guy before me went up, and this was my first time ever doing stand-up. Guy before me went up, and it was an open mic that you could do anything.
Okay.
And the guy before me just went up and screamed. And people were like, ooh, it's good. Like, they were into it.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to crush. They just like the screaming guy. And I went up and bombed so goddamn hard.
And look how far you've come.
And now I'm here.
Now you're here in our office. You perform and you get paid for it.
Occasionally. Occasionally. They throw a couple quarters at me on the way out.
Yeah.
But this is an interesting thing to me with dating. Like, I have to do this moment where I think it's on dating apps. I'm sure people in New York, you see people like on stage, you know, doing, oh, I'm a stand up, but I would never do that.
Right.
I don't like to put that out there. I like to wait. Now my Instagram handle's on it, so you can kind of know. But like before, I just don't like it. Kind of, there is a coming out of the closet moment for me with
about liking stand. What do you
about
mean?
About doing comedy and having this interest?
Right.
And you know, to relate it to your boyfriend.
Right. Oh, when was the embarrassing
time? When was
time?
The magic come out?
We were talking about movies we liked, and I think he liked the like Prestige or something. He like loves that movie. He's like, I'm like, oh, like, do you like magic? He's yeah. like, yeah, I love magic.
Yeah, I love magic.
Love magic. And he doesn't do magic, which is why we're still dating. But he just he really likes
like if he made a quarter appear in his hand from behind your ear, would you be like, I gotta get out of here?
Yeah, I don't think it's sexy at all. It's funny because we saw this magician. It's like a, this is like the cool magic mm-hmm. spot in the city. It's like yeah. fancy, you know.
I've
like,
heard of
like
it. This thing. Isn't something that's just a nothing thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cool, like hard to get tickets to, whatever.
Should we plug this guy so we can get some free tickets for your boyfriend?
He just went. He's done.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, where was I going? Anyway, it's the hungover thing. So that's, you have to get wasted. Yeah, we went to this magic show. The guy is like, he's like pretty good, but like all magicians are just kind of fucking creepy. It's like you chose to do this with your life.
It's a lot of practice. I mean, it's
pick a card.
It's
any
a little
card.
Cheesy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your word? I even went on the fucking stage. Cause
did you really?
I got involved. Yeah, I was on the stage.
This is a surprise. This is all shocking. To
I was
me.
Like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna get
into
it.
Totally
yeah.
into this.
Yeah, it was like it was cool. We actually, the reason we went is because we actually had a bet running for The Bachelor.
Okay.
So we bet, like, after the first episode of The Bachelor, who we thought would make it to the final four, and whoever had, like, the most people make it that they picked.
Then you picked the date?
You picked four people that you thought would be in the final
four. I understand yeah. how the bet worked.
Oh. And then
what
we
was
had
the
to,
winnings?
If I won, we had to do, like, a Queen of the Night kind of, like, you know, like, weird.
What's Queen of the Night?
I don't really even know, but I've heard of it, and it sounds cool. It's like some other like performance, like opera thing. It's like an opera.
It's like an immersive date experience.
Yeah.
Where you, what's the name of the place that you go to? This is great radio.
we have no idea. We're very prepared.
The place where you wear the mask and stuff. It was big.
Like
for,
escape
it was,
the room or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Like, oh, that.
One of those.
Of
yeah, I think it's like that kind of thing. I didn't really know what it was, but it's someone won. They said it was.
And he
cool.
was like, "If I win, we're seeing magic."
Anyone? Fucking Lauren B.
Lauren B. Fuck that bitch.
None right? of my people got to the final four. I guess I'm terrible at choosing, at picking who men would like to date. Which brings us to where we are now.
Now we're here on the yeah. U Up podcast. And listen, we're really enjoying that you guys are liking this podcast. It's very cool, the response. I'm meeting people at shows. You're literally coming to shows every night. I'm seeing listeners all every night. Yeah. Last night I was at Gotham Comedy Club. All tons of people just from, and all looks. Every, you know, color from the crayon box. You know, it's like every type of person listens to this show. Married, engaged, dating, single, whatever it is. So keep spreading the word. You got to keep telling friends. That's the only way these podcasts work and keep going.
Yeah.
Is when you tell a friend, a coworker, anyone with ears.
And rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe. That's all yes. you got to do. Touch that iTunes. And also, take a screenshot and post this as your Instagram story. That is the best way to help us get the word out there. I wanted to talk about something. I was okay. dealing. We were talking. I had a friend dealing with someone that he was hooking up with.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear about it.
So I had a friend, and he was saying like they. What do you think of like hooking up with like an ex?
Yeah, we get a lot of questions from people who hook up with exes.
It's tough because you know the thing with an ex is there's a comfort level.
Right. There's a comfort
that physically.
Yeah.
And mentally.
Yeah, it's less like there's definitely like a better feeling when it's not like a total stranger. At least for girls, I would imagine. For guys too, I assume.
But also for guys, I mean like, you know, there have been relationships that I've been in where like sexually we're like there.
Right.
We're like
you already know what to do.
We already know what to do. We're like so into each other like there's a thing for guys where I think the comfortability thing is different for me as a guy. Like I know women, they're just like, okay, this is a safe partner, right?
Right. This yeah. I know this person, like I have a history. I already have that emotional sort of like pull to them.
Sure.
Which we talked about is really big for girls when they're like having sex.
Yes. I think for guys, the comfortability with sex comes in where we're like, this is someone I've nailed it with.
Right.
This is someone that I've been a good sex. I'm a confident lover.
Yeah.
with this the confident lover.
That makes sense.
That's gonna be my new screen name.
confident lover
69.
Your dating profile.
That's my new dating profile. Yeah, but I'm saying like that for me. That's what like makes
that's what
me
the appeal is.
The appeal of going back to the ex is like, oh my god, we nailed it together, and I was a man in that situation.
That's not why girls go back.
This is what I'm saying. Like, there's a confidence level, and like, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go back to this person that. And it's all an ego stroke, if I'm going to be totally honest. Like, it's a, like, oh, this person is into me, and I know they're into me, and I'm the one that they came back to, too.
Right. It's like a rekindling thing. That's what makes it kind of fucked up, though. Because girls, it's always more emotional than that. It's not just like an ego. I mean, it is an ego. It's always an ego thing when an ex comes back. It's always like, oh, like, haha, like, you're not done with me. Like, you thought you might have been done with me, but you're not.
But, I mean, I had this situation where I was with this girl, and, like, you know, we were hooking up. And the cycle was very much the same. We'd start as it would start as, like, we shouldn't again. Mm-hmm. And then it's, man, this is.
Then you're back. Yeah.
Then I'm like, you know, I'm texting, we shouldn't again, we shouldn't again, to the point where it's like the forbidden fruit type of thing. And then we're telling
you. That kind of makes it hotter, too.
So much
it's
hotter.
It's so annoying.
And now she's telling me how wet this is making her, and I'm telling her how hard this is making me. And then we're like, so let's just do it. And we get to that point. And this is over a long period of time I was dealing with this.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you get to the point with this person where they'd be like, well, let's just do it. And I'm like, I don't know. And then they'd be like, come on, this is what. And it's like, let's meet up. And it's just so easy to meet up. And then we end up meeting up. It's comfortable.
Right,
yeah. Then we go on like a four-night bender.
But you don't really want to date her. She keeps coming back because she thinks this will eventually lead to a relationship. I was this person. I had a guy that I, you know, was hooking up with for years, like many, many years, that, you know, like we would come close to dating and then he would like pull away.
Yeah.
And he would basically like.
That's me.
Yeah.
That was me.
As soon as we get close, he'd be like, all right, like he'd like. Like fade it out, and then he'd come back probably when he like felt like a little shitty or lonely, and like it's a very destructive thing. I think
it is, but the guy usually gets blamed, and I was like getting to the point where like, you know, and I feel for that guy that you're talking about because that is in a sense me. I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying I understand where you're like, this person's great.
Right.
This person's awesome. I don't know why I can't get over the hump with this person because there must be something in the way that isn't letting me be a committed, like, you know.
Well, that's what it's like.
For,
that's
step.
What it's like for the guy. But for the girl, it's kind of like, oh, he keeps coming back. Like, there's clearly something there.
Sure.
He clearly feels like there's something there. Like, maybe this time, maybe he wasn't ready before. Maybe now, like.
And then it becomes death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah,
because
it just makes it.
You're kind of hurting yourself slowly.
You are. And instead of like just. And my issue with that was that I was like always in this thing where I didn't want to like. I wanted him to come to me. I didn't want to like. I wanted to like say. I didn't want to say what I was really thinking. And that's why I let it go on so long.
Because
I didn't want to sound like too needy or too crazy. But like really, if you just establish what both of you want early on, you'll like save each other a lot of.
Well, then
heartache.
The problem is then a lot of times you'll get told, I get it. Look, the girl will say to the guy, I get it. I just want sex, too.
I've never said that.
But it happens.
Right, yeah.
And this is kind of what happened to me. It would start at, I get it. I just want sex, too. Let's just go with this.
Right. That's clearly not true.
And then, well, then we would get together and we'd go on. And then it would get to the point where I'd be like, I'm at the same place I was before. And then it would be like, you're wasting my time. And I'd be like, I know I am, but I was open with what we were going to be.
You were open. Right.
To, you know, as open as you can be.
Were you like, I just don't really see us being in a relationship?
Because
that's pretty much as open as you can be.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you said that.
I feel like I did, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I said it in a way that, you know, I guess you're right. You can't leave outs with these things.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's really because, like, if you're not being totally honest and something is going on this long, then, like, both people have different expectations for, like, what's going on here. For the girl, I get it. She's like, oh, like. Like, he keeps coming back.
Yeah.
There's a million other people he could be having sex with, but he keeps coming back to me. We have, like, a not entirely purely... I'm sure you have, like, some sort of conversation or, like, you went out together and did something together.
But this is the thing. We got along great.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with this person.
Why didn't you want to be with her?
I don't know what my issue was.
Right. Well, that's the frustrating yeah. thing, especially when you're trying to get over it. Imagine like the situation reversed, right? And you were totally. And I think you've had that where like you're with a girl, like it seemed like you get along really well. You just don't understand like why they're not going all in.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think, the most painful part of dating is when one person like is just like has these other expectations and like
sure and then but
the, and they don't and there's no real reasonable explanation for mm-hmm. why the other person isn't interested, where it'd almost be easier for the girl if you were just like, listen, like you're great, but like I just like I don't know, like something of it, like there is a concrete thing that you could point to, like you're
yeah you wish that someone yeah, was if such you were an just asshole
five feet if you were just 5 inches taller, like we would have been like amazing yeah. or something like that. I mean,
I tweeted
know.
This last night. It was something like you know, breakups are hard because it's like you're looking at someone going, you're cool, but you're probably a lot cooler for someone else,
right? Yeah. That's like a rejection is hard. Yeah.
And but I got to a point with this person, I wanted to bring it up because like we had this moment where I was like, we're doing the same cycle again. And right. I was like, and it was like,
yeah, you get, it's very easy to get back into it. But like totally. The person who doesn't want to be with the other person, it doesn't feel as much pain. So it's like a very yeah. painful thing to like be consistently involved with someone who's not giving you what you want. Yeah. It's like your responsibility to end it if it's not doing well for you. But I think the person who like doesn't really want to be with the person should be the one to stop reaching out.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to put it on someone. I think, like, I really do.
Says
think
the person a, who says who should have it put on them.
Yeah, but I think like, I mean, there was a point with this person that I was like, where I literally was like, listen, we're at the beginning of the cycle that we've done a million times.
Right.
Now is the time that we can look at each other and go, I don't hate you. Like we never hated you, but you know what I mean. Like I can be like, listen, there's no stakes right now.
Right.
We're away. Let's go and. You know, we're holding ourselves back. And I think the hardest part with these people is they hold you back from even exploring other options. You're right. Walking around, you're doing a tightrope walk with a net because you're like, I don't really care to go out tonight because I have this other thing that, you know, has been fulfilling me in some way. Not to say it's fully fulfilling you because, you know, you're half happy.
You're half happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that I think for me, this guy that I'm talking about was like a large reason that I stayed, like I was single for so long. I wasn't really open to a lot of other things because this was like a consistent distraction. And even when it was in an off part of the cycle,
yeah.
you're still thinking, cause you never get like full closure on it.
And then you're thinking like, I don't want to like be with someone else that is uncomfortable when I have this really uncomfortable, when I have like, I don't,
this comfortable, sexually. Uncomfortable thing. And then you put the person on, as the girl, I feel like you put the person on the pedestal and like you think it'd be so great to date them when really like,
and a lot of times, and a lot of times I got back into it with old flames, old hookups because of, we'd see each other looking at each other's Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that on this podcast before.
Right.
That is such a dangerous thing because you're like, well, they're looking, even if you've unfollowed each other.
The Instagram story looking is like really fucks a lot of people up.
I think that is like gonna be the biggest problem we have is with seeing dating. Because they could have just not looked at your thing with any thought.
Right.
Or they looked at it with the most thought and then you're reaching out. Or let's say they looked at it with no
thought.
Depends
how quickly they look at it too.
You'll know that though.
Well, you can't. You do if you're checking.
Oh,
frequently.
How quick they're on the...
I think if the person checks within like 30 minutes of you putting something up, it means that in algorithm wise
they're
like
showing up ahead.
They're showing up earlier in like your list of people they follow. Well, not that I've thought about this at all or anything.
This is the rabbit hole that Instagram stories gets you into. What right. happens is, let's say you and I dated and then we unfollowed each other. Then I see that you looked at my Instagram story. You just were like, you didn't care. Let's say you had right. no care in the world. You happened to look at it in whatever way you looked at it.
Yeah, you can create a whole story in your head about how I'm looking at it.
Well, then I reach out to you and I say, hey, what are you looking at my story for? Now, you who didn't care is wondering, why does he care? Now you're in it more now than you were before. Like, that's
right,
kind of,
yeah.
you, instead of looking at it, like, wouldn't you think if I was like, hey, why are you looking at my story? You'd be like, well, now I'm retracing. Maybe I did care. Maybe I'm into this more.
Right.
He cares. Oh my God, maybe we both care more than we didn't know before. Then you go, well, I don't care. And
there,
then you don't
there
care.
There goes the chain.
There
yeah.
goes the
you're
chain. Now you're upping
cycle.
Each other. And yeah. that's the cycle, how it begins. And it's like, I mean, the solution to this is a weird solution but that people get offended by.
Here's the thing, though. I don't understand why you, the man who doesn't want to be with the girl, won't just stop. Why not just stop?
Well, I can always stop.
Like, for the girl, I get it. Like, it's really hard to resist something that you really want and you think it'll work out this
what
time.
What if I put up Instagram stories, I see this person watch my stories for a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden I get a text from them being like, I just want, you know, this is harder than I thought. I think we should just fuck.
Okay. That's like, I guess that's pretty straightforward.
Say I should just stop.
Right. Well, I mean, in that scenario, I guess the person is coming after you.
At that point, I have
Would you have reached out to her, though?
I do see the person watching my story.
That's the question. It's like, yeah, okay, like, understandable why she would.
Sure.
But for you, like, if you're doing the initiating, you know, I don't understand.
But if you know what the cycle is, let's say the last time I reached out, now we ended it again. Now it's her reaching out. Now the cycles, you know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, right. We have the precedent set. That's what's wrong with these cycles, right, and these people, these rehookups.
As the person with more power in the situation, though, you shouldn't initiate.
Of course not. Of course not. I mean, but we all make mistakes, yeah. And those things happen. I agree with that. But I'm saying, my point is, with these cycles that you're a rehookup, as I'll call it, is someone that you have this comfort with that you can't just look at the past week's history.
Right.
You have to look at it as the past, you know, year's history. Of
right. And the overlying thing that's going on in the cycle.
Sure.
Like, what's the over, like, you have to really just, it, you can be pretty much summarized, usually summarized in like less than a paragraph, like, what's going on here? Like, it's usually like one person wants more out of what's going on than the other person does. And that's usually when it should end, but like, it usually doesn't.
The answer is twofold. Right. And the answer one is masturbate before every decision you make. That's how I live my life. I get, you know, if I'm ordering dinner, excuse me, I'm going to the bathroom, got to masturbate first, I'll have the steak. And that's how I make decisions throughout my everyday life. The second solution that gets such weird feedback, it's weird the feedback it gets, is unfollowing, unsubscribing, and blocking.
The opposite of this podcast, doing what you should do with this podcast.
Yeah, the opposite of your job with the UUP podcast.
I guess you should do with the...
Unrate, unreview, unsubscribe. But the reaction to that from women, I don't know if we've talked about that. Have we talked about this? When you unfollow, unfriend a woman, they look at you, or man, or anybody, everyone, I guess this isn't sex related, the sex is related, is they look at it as like this insult to injury.
Well,
you've already dumped me, now you can't look at me? Well, and
What? Right, yeah, this guy did that I was talking about.
Okay.
And I kind of found it a little flattering.
Flattering.
I was like, you care so much that you cannot see my shit. Like,
sure.
I'm like, that's like kind of nice.
Well, this is the thing, that for that guy, if I'm that guy, I don't give a fuck how you saw it. And I think we always want to look at how the other side is thinking of us.
Right.
But if I'm that guy, that got me out of our cycle.
Right. Although but it didn't.
It didn't. I mean, but I'm saying.
Right. No, I mean, it's a frustrating thing. I've been the girl in this situation, and it's a very painful thing. It's a very, like, it's like, again, like, you can't rip the Band-Aid. You have to just kind of slowly cut yourself.
Yeah.
And it becomes like, It's just really difficult, especially when the guy reaches out, because it's like, if the person's not interested and they keep reaching out, you in your head, because you really like this person, have to be like, oh, maybe this is the time.
But
they're coming back because they like want something more this
totally
time.
Totally understand that. But I'm saying if the only answer is unsubscribe.
Right.
Okay. You and I are dating. We break up. And then the next day you go to look at my Instagram. You're blocked.
Right.
You go to my Facebook, you're blocked.
Okay.
You go to my Snapchat, you're blocked. You can't even see me. I've disappeared.
I'll be over you in 2 weeks then.
Okay.
That's great.
But would you be mad at me for doing those things?
If we broke up? No.
Last night we broke up. This morning, you wake up, I don't even exist online.
It's a little painful, but I think that it makes sense.
But
it's a little painful.
A lot of times girls will text the guy and be like, and I've had this situation where they'll go, you didn't have to fucking do that. And it's like, this is for me.
Right, yeah, it's not about
you. It's not about you.
Right. I think it's almost just like, oh, you're erasing all the, like, you'd want, not, it's like that song, Somebody That I Used to Know.
Yes.
You know, where it's kind of like, you're the guy in that, though.
Yeah.
Where she's, and then that was, like, such a good song, because it really, like, accurately depicts, like, what's going on in that situation, where he's like, where he said, they break up, and she's like, I think the song is basically like, this is the hungover issue with me articulating any thoughts, is you didn't have to like totally, he's like, you didn't have to cut me off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't have to cut me off. And like, just because it didn't work out, why are you cutting me off? And she's like, because you're an asshole and you like, why do you care?
Exactly.
Like, I'm trying to get over it.
I had a friend, he got dumped by this girl, and then she was mad at him because his brother unfriended her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to be from the whole family. You're out, bitch.
Yeah, it's over.
Get the fuck out of here. That's nothing against you. That's for my own sanity.
Right. The issue is when you're in that halfway zone where it's like you're like sort of trying to get over someone and still sort of trying to like hold on to their past shit.
Yeah. And the social media stuff doesn't make it easier. I don't know why we're holding ourselves to the standards of other people.
Yeah.
We hold ourselves to this weird standard that like, well, what will they think? Who gives a shit? I got to get better. I got to go find better. I got to go find different people.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Let's do some email.
Let's do an email.
You guys can send in whatever you'd like. UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com. Emails get better every single episode.
They do. There's hundreds and hundreds. I think we've hit 1,000 emails. So if you would like, we're going to try to get to as many of them as we can in our lifetime. But if you want a higher chance of being answered, just say something. Bring an interesting perspective.
We want depthy, interesting, specific, and short.
Yes.
Okay? These are the ways to get on the podcast.
In 2 paragraphs. Di, Jordana, and Jared, love the podcast. Per your suggestion, I'm going to keep it brief.
Good work.
Thanks. I've been seeing a guy for about 3 months now and really like him. However, I don't like his dog. I'm definitely a dog person, but she is an absolute nightmare with no manners. She cries and whines at night, takes up the whole bed, jumps, sheds everywhere, and is generally terrible. Last visit, she even chewed the handles off my overnight bag. It's crazy. This dog is going down.
Yeah.
Is it worth dumping this guy because of his dog? Is it too rude to suggest obedience classes? Help. He's a great, but the dog is giving me anxiety. Dog hair doesn't work with my black wardrobe.
It's so funny that like if this was a man saying this about a girl's dog,
yeah,
every woman would be like, he's a murderer. You have to love dogs if you're a guy who's single.
Yeah, or at least pretend to.
You have to pretend.
Everyone has to pretend to love a dog. No one hates people as much as people hate people who don't like dogs.
I know. It's crazy.
More than kids. I feel like it's crazy.
You can say whatever the hell you want about a cat.
Yeah, cats get shit on all the time.
I could go on a date and be like, yeah, every time I see a cat, I rip its head off. And they'd be like, well, not everyone's a cat person. You know, like, that would be...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but,
not
but
a...
But a dog, if you even... But for guys, this isn't as big a deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love our dog. Yeah, but I think for her, what she has to realize is that he... this is his problem more than the dog's problem.
What do you mean? It's a problem with him.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I totally agree with that.
He's a bad dog owner. There's not bad dogs. There's bad owners.
Right. This guy can't really take care of... And more than that, the guy should be concerned. I think what she should be looking at is not necessarily like about the dog that's the issue. It's like the guy not... making sure that she's comfortable in his apartment is the issue.
And you saying, hey, the dog is out of control.
Right.
Is not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not the dog's fault.
No, it's not the dog's fault. This is what I hate about dog people, is they take their bad manners and put it onto the dog so that they're not bad people. So they, you know, everyone that has anything bad to say about a dog, whoa, you must hate dog. No, right. I hate you.
Yeah, control not your dog.
This happened literally as I'm coming here. I saw this guy on the street that I know. And he's walking his dog on his way to work, I guess. And I was like, hey, man. And then the dog just starts jumping on me. And I'm like, I don't, you know.
Get it off.
I'm not even acknowledging the dog. Like he. It seemed like he expected me to like get down and be like, oh, let me see the dog. No.
People with dogs assume everyone's fucking obsessed with their dog,
too.
Yeah,
no, I like my dog, not your fucking dog.
I was just thinking, everyone making their dog its own fucking Instagram. It's enough with that.
It's enough.
It's enough with the dog Instagram.
Listen, you're not... The dogs that can make money off of Instagram are already making money.
Yeah, it's too late to get into the dog Instagram game. I don't want to see...
Get a hamster.
Another fucking bijou with its own private Frenchie the dog thing.
And I'm sick of dogs making more money than me. Stop it. Stop it. But this guy's dog jumped on me the whole fucking time we were talking. And I didn't even acknowledge. I was just like looking at him like, dude. And what they say, oh, he's such a, he gets
That's
a little crazy.
Him, yeah.
No, you
allow him to get that
yanking on the leash.
Yeah.
Control your,
right. It's like anyone, it's the same thing with kids.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not the issue with the kids. Well, no, you control your kids.
But no one does that with their kid. Like if a kid came up and started humping my leg, they'd be like, hey, you have to learn to stop humping people's legs. It's embarrassing me.
Right.
For this girl, I think we're both on the same page, right?
Yeah.
You need to say something to the guy, and if he doesn't take care of it, that means he has a lack of respect for you and doesn't care about you enough to make it better.
Yeah, it's not about the dog, because if he had it, it's fine to have a dog. You're the one, but he should. The overwhelming thing is looking how the guy treats you, and if he's letting this dog like eat your bags and jump all over you and do all that annoying shit, then like he clearly doesn't care how comfortable you are.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Here's why she likes him. It's a she dog. I've never understood. I've always been weird about if I get a woman dog.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know if I like. How does the vagina work in? You know, like I don't know.
I think you spay it and like.
What does that do? It closes it up. Like I don't know.
I think it makes it so it doesn't get its period.
I would just be afraid that every time
I had a male
I,
dog growing up. I don't
yeah,
know.
I had a male dog too. So I get a penis. Like I get it.
Yeah, our dog wasn't neutered though. It was a golden retriever, and he used to like
huge balls.
Huge balls used to just like hump my sisters and I all the time. It was very weird.
Would it come?
I don't know. I was like very young. I hope not.
Well, I don't know. With a female dog, I feel like if I picked up, like I'd be like, oh, how'd my finger get it? You know, like I would like, I don't know.
You're gonna Jared, figure this out before you have a daughter.
I know. I gotta figure out my.
That got weird. Sorry.
Yeah, it didn't get weird. All I'm saying is this girl needs to fucking talk to this guy.
That might have been the weirdest things I've ever gotten on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the next email. UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. What up, Betches? Coming at you from Sherwood Park, Alberta. We love our neighbors to the north. First of all, love your podcast. I've been obsessed with them since my friend introduced me to them a couple weeks ago. Wow, quick turnaround. I'm going to speak for all Canadians here. Well, here we go. And say that we all love you.
Nice. Justin Trudeau is a big fan, I guess.
Holy F&S. Anyways, I'll try and make a long story short since I know you guys like your emails short and sweet. Well, you just made it longer. So my boyfriend and I broke up beginning of December. It was unexpected and I was left very heartbroken. He gave me the classic, I still want to be friends. And at first, I was totally into that and thought it would be easy. I can tell you that won't be. We text a little bit every day and hang out every couple of weeks. We have made the mistakes of hooking up post-breakup and recently decided that we need to stop if we actually want this friend thing to work. Yeah, I'd say so. So now we hang out without hooking up, and it's still great. We get along well and have lots of fun together. But when I get home, I'm always left feeling pretty sad. I've come to terms with the breakup and know it was the best decision, but I miss hanging out with him and having fun with him on a regular basis. So my question is this. Can you be friends with an ex, or will I always be left feeling sad after we hang out? Looking forward to hearing back from you. Keep up the good work. Love, blank. What do we think?
Definitely can't be friends with an ex. At least not like for like several years after you break up.
You gotta there's gotta be a waiting period.
Yeah, you can't just like end things and then be friends with someone. Here's the thing: if you're sexually attracted enough to have dated the person mm-hmm. to have dated them, and you get along as well as a friend's would, you should be dating. So
yeah, well that's the issue. That's why she's being left to feel sad. You're right. Hanging around someone and you're saying to yourself, "We get along great. We have the same friends. We like the same things. Does he just not like right. fucking me?" And that's like a depressing moment.
Right, but they still hook up. So clearly, like,
am I not good enough?
Yeah, it's really
be locked in as the only person he's with or she's with.
Yeah.
This goes both ways. And you're really just, you know, you're hanging out with someone that can only make you feel bad.
Yeah, there's really no, like, positive. What do you really need another fucking friend?
Yeah, exactly.
I've tried that too. It never works.
It never works. And I have friends I'm friends with people that I've hooked up with in the past. I'm friends with, am I a friend with an ex? Here's what happens. Let me tell you, let Papa old guy give you some perspective.
Old man Jared.
Let me let you know what happens, okay? The minute you or him get in a relationship, you're not a fucking friend anymore.
Yeah. That is true.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I've seen it with every ex that I've ever like still spoken to. The minute the real guy comes in, Jared is gone.
An ex who's a friend, like exactly like what you're saying, is someone that like you kind of talk to when you're feeling like a little lonely or shitty about yourself, and you want like that reassurance from someone you're comfortable with that you've like still got it, or you're mm-hmm. interesting, or you're hot, or something like
that. This is someone who agreed that I was hot enough to see naked.
Yeah.
And like my personality enough to go get brunch the next day. So it's a reassurance that someone out there has or would liked you.
It is. Being lonely is like really just what drives people to do like terrible shit for themselves.
Kind of
like this, like very self-destructive stuff.
And you need to lean on the friends that you have that aren't in his group. And your friends make a choice. When you two break up, everyone finds...
Need custody.
You gotta go. You go with yours. He goes with his. It's time to stop this.
Yeah.
And the more you hang out, the worse you're gonna feel about yourself, because you're not letting yourself meet new people and there are new people that are good for you.
All right. And basically, it's just wasting your time. And the longer you like hold... no one wants to like cut their losses too. That's another thing with the breakup is like, you don't want to be like, oh, like all these like years that I invested emotionally and physically in this person, now I have to just like... give up totally and like mm-hmm. move on completely. Like that seems really kind of difficult.
Here's who new boyfriends and girlfriends hate: your friends you used to hook up with.
Yeah,
they just don't want to be there. You're not going to be around when he gets a girlfriend.
Yeah, that, and you
remember
shouldn't
that.
Be. You shouldn't and be. You shouldn't time. Be. Yeah,
but remember that when you're like, oh, we're friends though. No. You're friends until
right. And the person who moves themselves away from that relationship, like. First or like faster is the person who moves on and gets a new relationship first. So if you want to be the person with the new relationship first, you should be actively trying to move on, which means spending less time with your ex.
Totally. I mean, I've done the friends thing with exes. I mean, I talked a little bit about this last episode. I have a friend that like we hooked up all the time and then we stopped and we were friends, and then she would come to me for advice on dating stuff and thoughts and all that stuff. And then she got a guy that she's now with, and it's like, yeah, we don't talk as much anymore, and that's totally fine. I've removed myself from it. But also, you see it from the, like, now being an older single guy, you have people that are like, you know, that you just notice who can stick around.
What do you mean? Like,
we had two friends when I first moved to New York City. We had a big group that used to go out and watch, like, you know, we're all from the Boston area. So we'd all go watch like Patriots games and Red Sox games. So we'd all like go out to get there to do Boston stuff.
Right.
But then that group, like would take in like people we worked with, and it became this like big New York City single group.
Okay.
Two people and it hooked up. The minute they hooked up was the end of the group. Because they hooked up, it didn't work out, and everyone went their separate ways. Everyone was like, well, I'm going to go hang out with this person now. I'm going to go hang out with this person now. And that's cool. But they were cool with each other. So then we would hang out as a big group sometimes, and then they both got serious boyfriends and girlfriends. Right. That's when the group ended. Because those two were like, I'm hanging out with my dude and his friends now. And he was like, I'm hanging out with my girl and her friends now, and I'm not bringing my girl to my ex's party.
Right, which is normal.
Which is normal.
That's the natural progression thing. But the longer that you hold on to like being in the same area, or like the less you actively try to get away from someone,
sure,
the longer the actual like pain and suffering.
And to top this all off, you're not fucking friends. You're not. You're dealing with each other to keep up your egos enough until you get to the next person that's gonna take you in.
Right. You're not. I don't believe in guy friends or
at all
opposite sex friends. Not in a truly intimate way. Like, friendly, sure. I really don't believe in, like, the men-woman can be, like, very intimate friends.
Oh, thing. I mean, like good friends?
Not really.
Oh, I believe that. I disagree. Mm. I have a lot of female friends that I'm, like, I talk to, like, every day.
Really?
Yeah.
When you tell them about, like, intimate problems. I guess we're friends.
Yeah, we're friends. So, I mean,
I guess we can be friends.
Let's announce it right here.
We're friends.
Took us 6 months on this podcast that we made it. But I'm saying, like, I mean, I've told you things.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And
maybe the theory can be, maybe you're right. I don't know.
But I also think with friends, like, I think it comes along. I think a lot of times with friends between the opposite sexes, it's a responsibility of the guy to not be an animal. I do feel that like in the friendships I have with women that I have to,
you have to control yourself.
Not to say that I'm like going to attack them. I'm not like a beast. I'm saying, I am myself with my girlfriends. I'm totally right. Myself, but
a little less crude than you might be otherwise.
Maybe less crude. Okay. I think I like, curb some things or like
some internal thoughts.
But I think I'm put in a position to explain things in different ways. Okay. I think I come out with the same message to my friends, girl or guy, but I think like I think what you mean like with the intimacy thing, right. I can just look at a guy and just be like, I can say something and there's nothing behind it. Sometimes I think with my female friends I have to like worry about how they may see that reflecting on them.
Oh, like wow, your views on a girl reflect on like what's going on with them. Right, yeah.
I mean, like, you know.
No, that's true.
I told a girl that I follow a lot of plus size models because I think they're hot. And her first response was, am I plus size? And it's like, right. I don't, like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. That would be my first thought,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but that's right, the thing. Yeah. So like, with my girlfriends, I'd be like, no. And then I'd have to, like, it'd be a two-day explanation.
Yeah. It's also funny because, like, I feel like guys just say shit. And girls are always, like, thinking about the things that guys say.
Oh, yeah.
And guys don't really put any thought into their own thoughts. But we're, like, always trying to, like, explain and rationalize, like, why you do.
I've never thought
say
twice.
All the things that you do.
Let's do another
email. That's crazy. Dear Double J, love the podcast. Always sending funny quotes from you guys to my group chats and telling them to listen. Awesome.
Why don't you send them the link to subscribe?
Bitch. Just kidding.
Pay up.
I wanted to ask you guys about something me and my friends have had a lot of talks about. I'm a 20-year-old Asian female, and although I am now in a relationship, I've always wondered about the line between guys who prefer Asians and guys who just have a creepy Asian fetish.
This is a tough one. This is going to be a tough one for me. About my words.
Yes. Start thinking. Personally, it's been difficult for me to distinguish between what is creepy and what's not. I mean, I have friends who prefer white guys over other races or Asian guys. So is that the same thing? Where's the line? It's difficult, especially when you're dating, to know, is it just like guys who prefer blondes or brunettes? Is it not creepy? Would love to take you on all your on this. Can't wait to keep listening.
This is such an interesting question.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It is interesting. I don't know much about this topic. I'll be totally honest here.
I know.
I know that guys really like Asian girls.
I just said I follow a lot of plus size models. Okay.
Right.
So obviously I have a certain type
that
is sexually attractive to me. And, you know, I like, you know, I've said it on this podcast before. This is an open thing. I don't. With the Asian.
Have you ever dated an Asian girl?
I've never dated an Asian girl.
Hooked up with an Asian girl?
I've never hooked up. I don't think I've hooked up with an Asian girl. That's not to say I wouldn't.
Right.
But I do think that. And let me please, whatever I'm about to say, just understand I have no hate or anima. You know, I'm just saying what I would think.
Right.
These are my feelings.
Your personal thoughts on this?
When you see a lot of Jews with Asians.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
A lot of Jewish men with Asian women. And it's always, and Asian women is like that one, and I hate to say the word fetish, this one proclivity that you literally walk around with. Like people who are in, like, you know, people who are into, and I always bring up feet, you don't know they're into feet if they're at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
if you see a guy with an Asian woman, I could understand, what I'm trying to say is I understand her thought on this, because she's like, okay, I'm dating a guy. I'm dating a white guy.
Oh, is it because you're
every
right, yeah.
past girlfriend I right. see is Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just a thing?
Right. I think it's just a type. I mean, everyone, it's not like they're only dating you because you're Asian. It could be.
It could be. I just think types and fetishes aren't long term for guys. So if you are someone's fetish or you're someone's type, I think types are different than fetishes. I think fetishes are
sexual
and run and have a short shelf life.
Okay.
Types last a long time.
Everyone has a type. Yeah.
Everyone has a type. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So like if you have a fetish out there, you're just trying to get that fetish out with as many different people as possible.
Right.
When it's a type, you're like, oh, I just like your background. I like your sensibilities. And you see Jewish men, a lot, the ones that have types for Asian women, it sometimes feels like they've had enough of their mom.
That's the way out.
They're like, I need a woman that is so not like my mom.
Right.
That it, like, my Jewish annoying mom that I need, like, you know, the sensibilities of an Asian woman.
Right.
And I understand that, too.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's basically like the way to tell if a guy has a creepy Asian fetish versus like has Asian girls are just his type is to kind of wait it out and get to know him more and see if he's interested in getting to know you.
Totally.
On like a deeper level than,
yeah.
Or if he's just like sexually
fetish
fantasizing
dudes,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fetish dudes out themselves pretty
quick.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, like you'll go into his room, he'll have a bunch of like Asian artwork.
You know, like, tries to, I don't know.
This could go down a bad road. But I do think I understand her fear is what I'm saying. And
well, no one wants to be like
a thing. But if you're with a guy and he sexually attracts you, or a girl and she's sexually attracted, I just saw this girl. She's verified on Twitter. Someone was like, I love this thread. And I looked at it. It was a picture of her with her husband. And the husband was this big fat dude.
Right.
And I'm looking, and she's like fucking hot.
Okay.
And I'm like, who is it? What's going on here? And I go through the whole thread, and then I go to her profile, and she talks a lot about how people make fun of her all the time for being with her chubito. Or she had like a gordito.
Okay.
It was like, she was Latin America. She was some, you know, she was of Spanish background. So she is like talking about this and all the shit she's gotten. But this is obviously something that she likes. This is a type of guy that she likes. And then she's found the personality that goes with it that matches her completely. And she seems very happy. But she's always saying like, you know, now all these, you know, these bigger guys are like, quote, retweeting her being like, that's right, date a big guy. And it's like, I guess, you
right.
know, like guys, people just want to be wanted.
Right, but yeah, they want to be wanted. They want to know that it's more than just like one thing about. Like my brothers used to say this actually, because my brothers are like tall Jews, which is kind of a rare thing.
TJs.
So yeah, my brother would say this when he was dating. He's married now, but he would be like, "I just feel like a lot of these girls just like want to be with like a tall Jewish guy, and like they don't even like
they don't even
give a shit. They just they don't even care what I'm like any of this other stuff about me. They just like
sure
are like he's a." He's a Jew and he's tall and like I want a boyfriend.
I'll take it. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm with them. I understand
right.
that. I understand that idea of just being a box that's checked.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, they probably didn't like it, but then they got past it. Are they married now?
One of them. They're twins. One of them's married, yeah.
So one of them's married. One of them started at, I just want a tall Jewish guy.
Right.
And then it ended at, yeah, I actually love this person. They're great.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the fetish becomes the type.
Exactly.
Where it's like, okay, things get you in the door all the time. You know,
yeah.
You know, like there's something that
you
gets
have,
you.
Like, yeah, you, everyone has a leg up with someone because everyone's someone else's type. Yeah.
Exactly. So like for this girl, I'm not saying you're not going to come across creepy, weird dudes. What I'm saying is you're going to come across, you're going to get past a certain point with someone where you're just you.
Yeah.
And you, and Asian might have been the thing that got you in the door, but then your personality kept you there.
Right. Yeah, and that's true of anyone. Not, I mean, like.
But like, kind of like, if you took it to a would you rather situation, would you rather be with someone who loves you mentally and doesn't think you're not their type?
Okay.
Or would you rather be with someone that you're their type and loves you mentally?
Both. Yeah.
You want both.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. I feel like you need, like, it's great to basically when someone has a type and you fit that type, you just like start off like ahead of. Deeper into the game. You're a few steps ahead of the game already.
Yeah.
It's harder to work against your type than it is to work with it.
I've been with girls where I'm like, this is totally someone that I wouldn't have dated. Like, this is a look I've never really been into, but I'm so into them mentally that I'm here for the party.
Right.
And I've been with girls also that I'm like, this is so my type, but mentally I'm just checked out.
Yeah. It's about both.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Let's do one more email. You ready?
Yeah.
UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Hi, Jordana and Jared. First, I just want to say that I'm completely obsessed with You Up, and I've told all my girlfriends about it. We now have weekly conversations in our group chat debating the topics covered in the podcast. I was just listening to the episode with the guy that overplans dates, and the whole time I was sitting there hoping you'd touch on guys that underplan dates. What are the minimum expectations that a girl should have for the first date? This is why I ask. My friend met a guy on The League, and the League is like a
dating app where like you basically have to like apply It's supposed to be like for like better people. I don't know whatever that means.
It's a hinge for douches. Yeah. My friend met a guy in the league, and we ran into him and his friends at the bar a few nights ago. I ended up clicking with the guy's friend. Let's call him Carlos. We all went back. We all went back into their place that night. After eagerly texting me for days, Carlos and league guy invited my friend and I on a double date.
First date, double date.
Yeah, I'm not into this. I'm not into this already. As a guy, I'm just a lot of like
red flag
male tentacle things are going up for me right now.
Like what? What happened? What do you think of the first date, double date?
I think it's a way of staying unserious with someone. I think it's a way of staying playful and getting a hookup so that you don't have to feel bad about not having another date post hookup.
Because it's less serious than a
this is
one-on-one
less than
date.
Drinks.
It's not a one-on-one.
Not a one-on-one. When the lead guy invited my friend and I on a double date. And also, the lead guy is the only one being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Friend dude is not even asking.
He's just hanging.
He's just there waiting for his blowjob. When the
flate me.
I'll be in the bathroom while you guys order. I'll take my blowjob hard. When the date day came, and Carlos texted me that afternoon going, "So what do you want to do?" We were 2 hours from meeting up. I replied saying that I'm down to do anything.
I don't know if I'd say that.
I'm waiting on that blowjob. He responded, said, "Cool. You and your friend should meet us at our house, and we can go from there." Okay.
Just red flags popping up everywhere.
I'm fine with this. Meet us at our house and then go somewhere. If they have the plan.
That sounds like they
have a treasure map, and you guys are going to go travel the city together and figure out all this shit. And then she writes, cool, you and your friend should meet us at our house, and we can go from there. They didn't offer to pick us up, even though we live kind of close and everyone drives in the city, but I just brushed it off. Yeah, the pickup thing...
There's just like a bunch. It's like very minimal effort. That's what I'm getting. All these things.
When
are
we
showing.
Meet up, the first thing Carlos says is, "So, what do you girls want to do?" And I'm telling the listeners, she wrote in bold.
Bolded.
Absolutely no plan at all.
I see. It's funny because like as you're reading this, I'm getting more frustrated like along with her.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about my own stories with this after the.
Oh, this is a move.
Know.
This is a move for guys. Right, yeah. We are so. This is a move he's doing. You're so apathetic that if she goes out with you, she must really want to fuck you. It's really, and it sets you up for. It sets you up. It's like, what do you give for a gift? Well, if I get her a car, I gotta get a house.
Yeah, you're setting the bar really, really,
really
fucking low.
Fucking low. I really want you guys to get back to me. So I'll cut the story short. This has been interesting.
Still very long, but whatever.
Essentially, the guys had no idea that we were going to, what we were going to do that night. And we ended up going to the same place the league guy took my friend on their first league date. All in all, the guys made no decisions for themselves all night. A few days later, Carlos asked me on a second date, and I declined. I also couldn't help but mention that it was disappointing how there was absolutely no effort put in the first date. He responded with these exact words. Haha, guess we needed to roll out the red carpet. Did you want us to plan out this lavish thing? LOL.
I like how in this case, LOL is used instead of like a just like fuck you kind of thing.
Oh, it's a passive aggressive LOL.
LOL.
This is hilarious. I mean, he went full dickhead.
I hate when people, what were you expecting, LOL?
Yeah. Imagine if you actually spoke that way.
I didn't realize this was an exclusive thing, LOL.
Yeah. If he spoke, so the sentence is, haha, guess we need to roll out the red carpet. Did you want us to plan out this lavish thing, LOL? If he said it, it would go, haha, guess we needed to roll out the red carpet. Did you want us to join out? Did you want us to plan out this lavish thing?
Yeah. Everyone should actually say out loud their own text before they send them. I feel like they'll come out much
better. I'll do a pre-haha to my sentence just to soften the blow. I hate the post LOL though.
Same.
I appreciate a guy who will let me have a say in what we do, but I felt like this was absolutely ridiculous and rude as fuck. The thing is, it was obvious that the guy was pretty damn into me at first, but just seemed to just not know any better about date planning. Did I expect too much from a first date? Was I in the wrong here? Am I making this a bigger deal than it is? I've gotten mixed reviews from my friends, and I'm really hoping to get your best input. Bet with high standards. I don't. Okay, go. What do you, Jordana? You are you as frustrated as this girl?
I am frustrated. I've been in a situation where the guy put no effort into a date planning. I think that's like something you immediately judge. And I think guys know that. Any guy who actually gives a shit knows that the girl is like thinking about, like, it's not really even about the place that a guy picks. It's almost like that he picked
a place
and has a plan and has some sort of idea for, like, put some effort in and shows that he, like, gives a shit.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think the younger guys definitely are doing less planning.
Absolutely.
In general, because maybe maybe they don't know, but also, like, they also don't give a shit. They're not, like, really serious about, like, getting into a relationship or anything. I've had guys who are like, oh, meet me here, and they don't have a bar. Even if it's, like, you're getting drinks, like, pick a bar. It's, like,
really not that difficult.
And you'll, like, I think I spent one date I spent, like, walking around the city, like, looking for a bar with a guy. And if you're on a first date and you don't know the person, you don't want to be, like, traveling with them, like, trying to, like, plan it as you're walking. Like, it's awkward and it's weird and it's uncomfortable. And I've never said yes to a second date with a guy who didn't have a plan on the first one.
Women think, and this is kind of the benefit of we've been given as men, that we have no emotional intelligence at all.
That men do.
Have zero.
Right.
So that's why this guy's getting let off the hook. He's using this naivete that he's built up as being a man.
Oh, well.
Well, that's what you... Oh, you must have wanted us to roll out the red carpet. No, dude. We wanted you to fucking name a bar for us to meet you at and have some interest in us meeting you. You had lack of interest to not even go on a first date with me alone. And then you had another lack of interest to not even pick me up. Then you showed another lack of interest for not even choosing a place once we got to you.
Right.
Like,
Do you think guys have this thing where, like, they're scared of, like, they think girls will like them if they, like, seem like they don't give a shit, so they even, like, pretend to give less of a shit than they actually do?
No, I think it's, I hear that. There's this, like, oh, well, don't want to show too much because then I'll think I like them and then that's not hot. I think it's more that this guy's like, I want to fuck this chick and I don't want her to point at the date and go, look how much you did for me. How could you not like me?
So you think he's trying to not give mixed messages?
Yeah. And I think it's a really bad way to go. Like, I'm not saying it's right.
Right. Well, it's actually, as we've discussed before, with, like, the being an asshole and, like, and coming off as an asshole versus, like, the pretending to be a nicer guy thing.
Yeah.
This is almost admirable in that way. And that, like, you couldn't, if I'm this girl, I can't point to one sign where it's like, oh, like, but he,
I mean,
didn't do anything.
The hope is that we build a better world through this podcast. This is why you should tell your friends about the UL podcast, rate, review, subscribe, is because this guy should just not get fucked again. Do you know what I mean?
Like, punishment,
in a world, he's only doing this until it gets him fucked.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
That's how he'll learn a lesson.
That's a crude way to put it. But, like, he's only doing very little because he doesn't want to fuck a girl. He wants to do very little, then have sex. And then if it doesn't work out, he can go, well, we barely went out. We went on a double date. It was just a nothing date. He thinks, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying he probably thinks, if I go on an alone day with you and we go for drinks and then we make out afterwards and then we end up having sex, well, now I got to go to dinner because then I'd be such an asshole if we, you know, how I don't go on a second date.
Okay.
Do you know? I know it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this is the only answer to the question.
Right.
You know, and then he puts on you, oh, you want a lavish thing. No, dude, you know what she wanted.
Like some respectable plan.
A respectable plan. A plan that the girl could go to her friends and be like, yeah, we went to this place and we went to that place.
Right.
That's really what I think women want, is the idea that they weren't duped on a bad date.
Yeah. Like, I think it can be frustrating as a girl if a guy asks you out and puts very minimal effort into it, or, like, texts you the name of the place, like, an hour before, or, like, doesn't... that is, like, kind of annoying. Or, like, you know, doesn't... picks a place that makes no sense, like, location-wise for you, or that kind of thing. It's just, like, every... like, in the first couple of dates, every, like, little thing you do can be, like, either a sign of, like, something good, or a sign of some of you not giving a shit.
Here's what I do, and this is the amount of effort... this is really what I think the minimal amount of effort should be. And I do this for people I want to go on dates with.
Okay.
So... yeah, I've been the minimal date guy. I've been this guy, too, because I'm like, ah, you know, like, because I'm apathetic.
You don't really give a shit, right.
And I think that the minimal that you, like, when I want to date someone, I say, hey, free Thursday. How does Thursday sound? Oh, it's good? Okay, cool. Let's say 8 o'clock because I have this at 10. Let's do, what area town do you live in?
That's a good question, yeah.
What area town do you live in? Cool. I'll pick somewhere close to you. I'll let you know that day what I've picked. Okay? If you're a girl out there that has a problem with that level of interest, you have the problem.
That's fine.
No. But I'm saying if someone was to come back to me like, well, you didn't give her a place that day. And no, this is the first date.
I mean, when someone doesn't give you like a time or a place.
No, I just
place,
did. But right, I'm saying like, let's say this is the bar.
Okay.
Like if you're a girl out there wondering how I should feel, this girl should feel that she was right, is what I'm saying. She's getting mixed reviews from friends. Who's saying that this guy's right at all? He's wrong.
Right.
So I'm saying I'm just normal Joe. So if you're a girl out there wondering what level of date I should expect on a first date, you should expect the guy to say a day he's free, pick a place and a time.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah.
That's really it.
I agree.
Picking you up is bullshit.
Yeah.
Getting a phone call, that's bullshit. If you hit it off over text, that's great.
Right.
I'm saying what is the bar?
Yeah, I think it's picking the place, the time, and the day. And it's honestly, it's just a respectful, not even a dating thing, like a human respectful thing. The person who asks the other person for a plan should pick the date and the time and the place of that plan.
Sure. And let me give you the other side of it.
Right.
Because I have a lot of girls, and like, listen, I'm flattered. I'm getting DMs now.
Right.
And the DM is just like, I got a DM because I'm going to Chicago. And she was just like, so what night are we doing drinks after the show? And I'm like, we're fucking not. I put out the show so you can come to the show. You know,
wait,
like,
This is a random DM.
It was a random DM being like, hey, I can't get tickets to the show because one of them's already sold out.
Okay.
So
good for you.
Thank you. Totes preach. But if you want to come on the 23rd, we're doing a live podcast in Chicago for myself.
Do it. April 23rd.
Zany's Chicago. Go to their website. Get a ticket.
Great.
Bring friends. But she was like, and I wrote her back. I go, call this number. They're taking reservations over the phone. Okay. And then she writes back. Okay. So what night will you go drinks with me after the show? And this is the other side.
Right.
As a guy, I'm doing the show because I want to do comedy for the rest of my life. And I do this podcast because I want to do comedy for the rest of my life. And also, when you say let's do drinks to a guy, he now has to decide, does he want to do this amount of planning?
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think that if you ask the person out, you plan it.
But I wasn't even given the chance, and I know I'm in a very specific situation.
I think she should plan it.
But understand, when a girl says let's do drinks, when I have a girl say to me we should do drinks, that's not how I see it. Okay. I see it as they're
like
saying,
she's asking you to plan.
When are you going to take me out? No,
right. Yeah.
So,
okay.
But I'm saying, as a guy, we know that we have to do a certain amount of planning to make a good date.
Right.
So when you say we should do drinks, I never say that as, okay, so when are you taking me out? You know, I don't turn into like the blushing, you know, I don't turn into like, oh my, like clutch my pearls. You know, okay. I turn into, I got to be a man if we're going to do this. So when you have to understand that when because now we live in this new world where girls can say this, and I don't think they're wrong for saying this, but understand that when you get turned down, it's because we're like, I don't want to be planning that. Now becoming, you've made something my responsibility where I've had no chance to vet you, and I don't know you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the person who asks the person out should plan it. If I'm her, I'm going to say, oh, do you want to grab a drink X night, blah, blah, blah,
sure,
whatever time. I'm going to plan the date. If I ask a friend to do something,
yeah,
I'm not like, hey, if I ask a friend to get dinner with me, I don't then wait for them to tell me, suggest a day and a dinner date.
That's the reasonable thing to say. Yeah. But I'm saying this isn't always what's happening.
Right. Well, if those people
we should do drinks. Oh, should we?
Right.
We
should do a gift.
I should choose a place and pay for it.
You should get me a gift.
Yeah. And I know they might not mean it that way, but then there's no other way into that conversation than me planning a date at that point. We should get drinks. When?
Well, what you should respond is like, okay, like, let me know, like, where you want to meet.
But well, now I'm in for this fucking date that I didn't even know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you want to go on the date,
I didn't even get to swipe these people.
Or you just don't answer. You answer everyone.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness. But I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's play some games. Red flag or deal breaker? Ready?
Okay.
They don't want to circumcise their son.
Deal breaker. Not just because I'm a Jew, just because I think it's weird.
Have you ever been with a anteater?
I haven't.
Never.
I have friends who have, though, and their war stories are scary.
This starts...
I don't even know what I would do with that.
The circumcision thing on my podcast started like a one-year debate about the circumcised.
So you have a daughter. You have a daughter. You have a wife, and or you're dating a girl, and she's like, "Yeah, I don't believe in circumcision. If I have a son, never getting circumcised."
I gotta have my son's penis look like mine. I gotta have twin penises, and for the photos. Yeah, I can't be walking around the locker room.
Can't look out of sync in the family portrait.
Yeah, what if I bring my son to the JCC? And we're walking around the locker room naked. They're like, someone's son is just loose here. No, he's mine. That can't be yours. I gotta have matching penises.
Too much
penises.
Foreskin.
Yeah. No, that's a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker because
I gotta have matching penises with my son.
I had a friend and she was like to me the other day. She's like, you know, like, I looked it up and like there's some articles that say that circumcising isn't even like particularly good for you. Like,
there's a sensitivity thing that this is what these male activists. Bullshit people say.
That it feels better?
Apparently.
There's no way of knowing, though, because you wouldn't know
exactly
both ways.
I'm fine with my penis.
All right. So you're out if she's...
Out.
Okay. No son of yours shall have foreskin.
No son of mine.
All right. This is from Morgan, listener.
Also, it would create such a division with me and my son. Right? There's got to be a point later in his life where it's like, you don't love me. You didn't even make my penis look like yours.
You don't even care.
You don't even care. Yeah.
Jared Jr.
Well, that wouldn't be allowed either.
I know. All right. He's perfect in every way, but he says C instead of yes to every question or comment, and he's not Hispanic. Instead of yes.
Oh,
or
I'm
she.
Out. I'm out.
Not into the C?
I'm out on this is how I talk, girl.
C.
C. C. And it's like they think it's cute.
Or like, hola.
Hola, yeah, fuck hola, girl.
That's
hola,
true.
Chica.
Yeah.
You ever meet a girl like that?
I couldn't.
Or a guy?
Yeah. And the worst are the girls that call other girls babe.
The babe stuff is annoying.
Some guys are like kind of into it, I guess.
No, you know why people use the word babe? It's to publicly lock in whoever they're with front of the group.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, that means we're boyfriend, girlfriend. That's what babe is.
Just so you know.
I had a friend and their relationship was so bad, but all they did that babe shit. And it was just a way.
It's like that. Do you watch The Office?
Yeah, of course.
There's like that thing with Michael and Jan, and they're like getting into this huge fight in front of all their company in their house, and you're just like, babe.
That's
like,
the best episode ever of that show.
Yeah, and they basically just like, and then she winds up like throwing his TV on the floor or something like that, and still calling him babe.
The couple that calls each other babe a lot is always a mask for a bad couple.
Yeah. Hear that, guys? No babe.
Yeah, you're just
no
C either. You're just ringing a relationship alarm. Babe, babe.
So it sounds like a siren.
Yeah,
that's very impressive.
Is that it?
And then only text and emojis.
Only text and emojis,
or excessive use of them. Let's call it excessive use of emojis.
I love emojis. I'm in.
You're in.
I'm totally sold.
It's a red flag for me. But I'm not out. But like emotional emojis are like an "I love you." You don't want to like overuse it. It weakens it. If you say it too often.
I like going off the page.
I like using
oft-used emojis.
Okay. There's an unexpected emoji. Like, sure. Like that, or that emoji was perfect for like really describing how your tone of voice was in that.
Perfect in that emoji article. Timing is a thing.
Yeah. You know
I get
I'm
that.
Saying you don't want to just throw emojis out there like they're going in a
willy
style.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. That's fair. You've changed me.
Look how men and women can influence each other in the dating community.
And I think we've changed the world.
We have. One emoji at a time. It was a great episode, if I do say so myself.
Nice back pat.
Yes, again.
Lots of fun, as always.
Covered a lot of shit today.
We covered everything. Listen, we're here every week. Wednesdays at 5 is when these come out. So keep telling your friends. Make sure you're subscribed. Keep sending your emails. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. I'm Jared Free.
I'm Jordan Abraham. We will see you next week. Bye.
Betches.